Okay. Oh, hey, this really works. Okay. I put this right here. Right here.
No, that's not. Right here. Kind of.
Nope, that's not good. Right here.
Yeah.
There we go. I think this is good. So, what do we watch, Mats?
I don't even know. It's too good.
We watched Avengers Infinity War. That was, you know those press conferences where Mark Ruffalo was like, oh, by the way, spoilers, but I don't know who's this gonna go to. I don't know what I'm doing this for. But every time Mark Ruffalo was on, like, a press interview, they're like, do you have anything to talk about? It's like, yeah, everybody dies. He's half
no,
right.
No, yeah, half he's right. Half right. Like, he's
exactly,
literally half right.
He's exactly half right. The movie starts straight up, like, right in your face.
Yeah, there's,
right,
like,
the
no tricks at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, they don't pull any punches. There was one scene in Black Panther where one of the Dora Milaje gets, like, her neck snapped or, like, neck cut. And there's no blood. There's nothing. She just sort of, you hear a slash sound and then she's on the ground. Here you see literally every single wound deflected by the villains. This is what Ultron should have been like. But Ultron was not. This is amazing. Oh boy. There was, it's still, like, I laughed a lot. There was a lot of, it's a very Avengers
movie. I felt like,
Kate,
there were a lot of funny parts, but I felt bad about laughing at them a lot of the time. Because I was like, I understand this is funny, but it happens, like, it's not that they're trying to alleviate tension or anything, but
it's like a catharsis.
It's yeah.
It's a catharsis laugh.
It's, yeah.
It's just everything's so tense, so you have to give out, like, a laugh or something. So many great character interactions. Like,
it was very smooth. Like, every single transition.
It didn't, like, nothing felt janky. It was just, like, you knew where everyone was. You knew. So what this movie did is it had three different stories going on. It had Thor, Rocket, Groot. It had some of the Guardians with Stark, Strange, the New York Avengers, I guess. And then it had the Vision story. Yeah.
Yes.
And the only thing.
Oh no. Gamora. Well, I guess that's.
Yeah, that's like the Guardians. Oh yeah, I guess the fourth story would just been the overarching Thanos thing. This movie had so. Like, there's just a feeling of helplessness throughout the whole thing. I did not think that there was any way that anyone could do anything to make things better.
You want to believe it, but you know.
There's a part right at the end where you're like, oh, okay. They might have done
yeah,
it.
Yeah, oh my, that ruined me. That completely wrecked me. Oh my goodness.
But it... Oh, you know what would have made that better? Mm. If they didn't show Thanos getting the Time Stone.
Yeah.
I think because they purposely showed it, like, and he puts it on his thumb, and then he goes back to Wakanda, and you're like, oh, he has the Time Stone. Like, everyone's dead. And then he was, like, talking about, like, you are all out of time. And
he's
then
not Wakanda. What are you doing?
It's my Thanos accent. I can't do a Josh Brolin. But, yeah. Thor gets a lot of heroicity?
Heroism?
Heroism. There's the word.
We'll go with heroicity.
Yeah, he feels... his absence from Civil War makes a lot of sense now. Because if he was on mm-hmm. either side, there would be no war. Mm-hmm. The other side is gone. There's a lot of callbacks to the first Avengers, like right at the start, when the Asgard ship is being wrecked, Loki decides to play Mephisto to Thanos, and he says the famous line. He's taunting Thanos like, oh, you may have two of the stones, but we have a Hulk, and I was like, oh, great, I love it, Loki using the same lines back. Also, Loki dies. Like, yeah. Gruesome.
It was, like, in the first 15 minutes of the movie,
oh, it was,
too.
Like, the first 5 minutes.
It made me really sad. I loved Loki's character.
I And it wasn't, he didn't even have, like, a glamorous death. It was,
no, it was, it was,
it was a terrible death. And you heard it, you heard the crunch.
Oh my god.
Oh boy, and then, oh, the best part is, all the scenes in the trailer of people being tortured or, like, being attacked, imagine those scenes and what you felt, but times, like, 10, because now they edited out, like, Thanos' Infinity Gauntlet in most of those scenes, except for the Ebony Maw attacking Doctor Strange scene. Because, oh my god. Wow! Oh my god. That's a go over the plot. Let's see what you're
going. Oh my god, I don't even know how much I retained from that. Yeah, it was just okay, a lot of like.
Let's go from the start.
Fuck.
Let's just go from the start to the end.
Okay, so at the very, very beginning, we started on Thanos's ship, right?
Sanctuary 2. Yeah.
So that's when the whole Loki thing happened. So we see like a planet that's been completely destroyed.
No, it's just a ship.
Oh, it's a ship.
Yeah, from the end of Ragnarok. Remember they have all the Asgardians?
Oh, right.
Right? And then they were, like, gonna go to Earth, but then Thanos comes right at the last second in Thor Ragnarok.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not funny in this movie, though. Yeah. It's very... It's
gruesome. You just see bodies, like, everywhere. And, oh, like, even before Loki dies,
what's his name? Oh, Heimdall gets fucking wrecked.
Yeah, he gets, like, skewered.
Oh, he does.
It was
he
so sad. And this is before... Oh, right. So this is, like, Hulk... Loki and Thor are here at this point.
Oh, Korg and Meek are dead too.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Because Thanos is paper then.
What?
Because Korg is rocks.
Okay. We know what that. Okay, never mind. I'm not gonna continue this joke.
But Heimdall gets one last moment before.
Yeah.
Before that happens, he. It's the same thing from the comics, where a Silver Surfer goes down and crashes in the Sanctum Sanctorum. Except now it's Bruce Banner, who's like halfway the Hulk. It's really... Bruce Banner is the funniest character now. You would think it would be Iron Man or like Star-Lord, but Bruce Banner has so...
It was really... His character in this whole movie was really good.
I loved...
Like, he looked completely like... He was terrified in the very beginning. Because, so when Heimdall shoots him back down to Earth, right, he meets up with Doctor Strange.
Wong. But his name is actually Benedict Wong,
yeah.
So it's great.
Those two and Iron Man also. Never mind.
Yeah, so Tony's out on a jog, a post-wedding jog or pre-wedding?
Pre-wedding jog.
With Pepper. And then Strange does the circle thing. That was one thing I really loved about Strange. He finally has more magic attacks than, like,
the
fire whip
like
and the shield.
Yeah.
But that one's got, like...
he did the fragment duplicated,
He had the Kagebunshin.
He actually did cool stuff.
Great. Oh, man. He felt like an actual master of the mystic arts.
Yeah.
Although I feel like he did not use a time stone enough. I feel like...
He only used it once.
He used it once and not well. But I really think a lot of this could have been...
I feel like they probably... Okay, my theory is that they probably didn't use it much this time because they might be using it a lot more in the next movie.
Yeah, that's also a possibility. But then how are they going to get the stone? It's the gauntlet broke.
That's true.
Or did it break? Or
I don't know if it's broken. Like, I can't really tell what happened, what he did.
Okay, so at the end, Thor throws a hammer. It goes straight into Thanos, and I'm like, it doesn't matter, he has the reality stone, I'm just, ooh, look at that, I have my chest back. And Thor's just, oh, he just digs it in there, it was...
Because this hammer, like, they went through a lot to re-axe, oh yeah, they went through a lot through, like, reforge it. Groot gives a part of his, like, self to make the handle, it was great. So it's, like, the weapon that's going to kill Thanos, so Thor is, like, super confident that it's gonna, like... kill him or destroy him.
It has all the powers of Mjolnir and he can teleport with it, so there's no need for Heimdall, so it's great.
Yeah,
he has all the powers he needs now. Oh my god. I don't like his new outfit though. I liked his old space pirate outfit. I don't like the armored balls.
I feel like it's necessary though.
Nah.
Also, none of the Chrises took their shirt off in this movie, so
also, I guess
almost.
Yep, Matt lost, you lost, and I lost. We had a bet going to
I think, though, I said Thor, and I think I should win because he had the most bear skin out of all three of them. His arms weren't armored. I think I should win, though.
But Chris Evans had his sleeves rolled up.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. He had his, they're like up here. You get a little taste of those Chris Evans biceps.
He was sleeveless because of the scene where they had to do the thing when in Civil War, there's that one scene where Captain America is holding the helicopter with Bucky in it and trying to keep him back onto like the whatever, he's trying to pull him back.
Yeah.
And you see the one scene where he's like pulling the helicopter with such strength and he just like looks at his bicep and you're just that's amazing. And then it's like, oh my god, they did the same thing here with Hemsworth.
So that means there's only one Chris left to do the bicep pulling thing. Although, he's dead now, so it doesn't matter. I guess he's going to have a chance to do that. So let's see. Thor, Asgard.
With the sword. Oh yeah.
Okay, so now all the New York people are together, and then they get the rumblies. The cue, the ring thing. The donuts.
The donuts.
The red circle things.
Yeah.
They come from space.
Yeah.
They come down.
Okay.
And then they're all like, oh, does your hair just move by itself? And then they're like, nope, something's coming. And they're like, oh, no. Oh, and Iron Man was about to call Cap, but
he didn't.
Did not, because
ego and pride and all that stuff.
Yeah, Bucky killed my mama. And my papa. Killed both of them. Then they go outside, and it's just chaos, and then you just see, like, bursts of wind, and it looks really dire for New York City. And I'm pretty sure Tony's just having severe PTSD at this moment.
Yeah.
He's like, god damn it, this happened 6 years ago. Okay, see, that's the thing. In Homecoming, it said it was 8 years later when the Chitauri whale dropped down, and then the events of Homecoming happened. But in this movie, Tony said, I have to deal with this.
He said he has been thinking about this for 6 years. So it's like he said it was his hell for 6 years or something like that. He didn't say 6 years ago. He said he's been like ruminating over it for 6 years.
He would have been ruminating it since
it happened.
Like Iron Man 3, which was right after the Avengers. Because that's when you actually see him ruminating about it. And then Ultron happened in 2015, so that's not even 6 years. So there's a weird time.
But this is happening 2 years after Civil War, isn't it? Movie?
Yeah, and it's still 2 years after Civil War. It was 2018.
Yeah, okay.
So then... Oh, and then the first two children of Thanos that we actually see, they don't ever say their names, which is kind of sad, except for Ebony Maw. That's the only one that they actually mention by name. But the first two that comes down is a big dude called Obsidian, and... Ebony Maw and Call Obsidian comes down first. And there's
the squid guy and the really big guy.
Yeah, Squidward.
Yeah, okay.
Who calls him Squidward?
I don't really know many people's names.
Squidward. It's very apt. It does look a lot like Squidward. So Ebony Maw's got like the power of telekinesis and magic. He's essentially strange but alien.
Yeah.
it's a lot to take in this movie. There's a lot of stuff happening. But it doesn't seem too convoluted.
No, it was actually really well done.
It was fairly, almost simple, really. Like, it's not...
Yeah.
It's a big game of keep away. That's all it is. It's everyone trying to keep away the stones from Thanos. That's it. That's the movie.
Hulk, he can't transform into Hulk in this
movie. Hulk does not want to be Hulk anymore.
Yeah, because, like, literally, he's like, Bruce is like, come on, Hulk! And then Hulk is like, no!
There's some really weird scenes where, like, half his face is Hulk and the other half is Bruce Banner, and they're talking to each other.
Yeah, it's strange.
Same face. So, I'm assuming that they're going to figure out some way to, like, split the two, or are they going to have, like, an amicable shaking of hands and they're going to become friends next movie?
I don't know.
Either way, that's going to be a very weird thing to see.
Bruce was like, yo, buddy, we got some things to figure out here.
Oh, and Spider-Man saves Tony, which was so cool. Tony's getting his shit rocked in by Obsidian. And you think he's just about to, get hit by the big one. But Spider-Man just comes in because he's got superhuman strength.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man was awesome in this movie.
It makes me so sad cool. that Sony kept him away for so long. Because if Spider-Man was there from the beginning, oh, there's just so much energy to his attacks. Like, he just zips around everywhere, like, he kicks everyone, like, three times, and just, oh, his webs are used everywhere.
I know, it's really good. Like, really well used, too. It's like, oh my gosh.
And the fact that he's so brightly colored, like, Strange has the same color scheme, like, it's all red and blue. But Spider-Man's suit pops out. So when they're fighting in, like, I'm assuming Central Park, you know exactly where he's going. And you see the movements, and you see it's so fluid. And you're like, why weren't you here before?
We couldn't use you. Wait, he didn't get the new suit until...
No, this is the old suit.
Yeah, this is the old suit. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, this
he
is
didn't get the new suit until later.
He didn't use instant kill mode.
Oh, he did it!
He could have used that. Why did he use that?
He had so many options.
Did he even use a drone?
No.
He did use a drone.
Which one?
The Spidey drone.
Which one was that? There's so many things happening.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that happened.
I need to watch this again like 5 more times before I get it.
I'm waiting until the Blu-ray comes out. This might be the only
Blu-ray. I'm probably going to buy this
one. I'm going to buy this one. Or, you know what? I'll wait until next year when they're going to have the Avengers 3-4 dual disc set or whatever. And I'll just buy that.
That might... probably not next year.
No, it'll be next year. Because the next movie comes out next year. So it'll be a couple months after that. Oh my god, yeah, so, what else? There's a lot of fighting in New York.
What happened right after that? So after we see all the stuff in New York...
Spider-Man goes up to space.
Right, so then Spider-Man...
Along with Strange.
Because they captured Strange because he has the Time Stone, so they beam him up to space, and Peter is trying to bring him down, so he gets beamed up too, because the web is stuck to him. And then Tony... That's when he gets the new suit, because Tony shoots him the new suit.
Yeah, he's like,
and then he's like,
get him the Iron Spider. Oh, that's why he says IS. He says IS-17.
Oh, that totally makes sense now. Anyway, so he gets the suit.
Wait. Yeah. One more thing.
Yes.
This is 2 years after Civil War. Yeah. Homecoming was like a month after Civil War. So Peter is 2 years older. Means he's going to be graduating.
Yeah, he's in...
The last year of high school, I'm assuming.
I mean, yeah, I guess...
Oh, the Stan Lee cameo!
Yeah.
I was surprised. I was wondering what they were going to do with him. But they do Stan Lee justice. It's a good cameo. I think that's the only place you could have put him in, too.
Like, yeah, I'm trying to think of where else he could have been in this movie. There's, like...
He would have been really funny if he was Red Skull.
That would have been awesome.
If he was Red Skull...
That'd have been really funny. But then it would have reduced the impact of Red Skull coming back.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. He used the space stone and then he went up into space. Totally makes sense that he was there. I'm surprised.
When did that even happen?
At the end of the first cap.
Is that what... Oh,
yeah, because he holds the Tesseract and then he yells.
Oh, is that what went down? Okay, I always thought he died.
No, because it's a space stone, so he went up into space.
Okay. I just thought he couldn't hold it or something.
Oh, no, that's also true.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then they get beamed into space. Spider-Man gets a new suit.
This new suit has spider legs coming out of it.
Except there's 4 of them and not 3 of them. So this movie is the worst movie ever.
Why?
Because in the comics he only has 3 legs, but here he has 4.
I don't know.
It looks way better. Yeah, that's actually true. I love how it came out too, because it was just like. I love how they keep making
in Civil War when he goes like, hey, you know that really old movie,
Empire Strikes Back,
and then they do the leg tying thing or whatever. And then this movie, they were like, oh, do you remember that really old movie, Aliens? And then they do like a scene. It's awesome because I feel like these people, they just want to reuse like really cool fight scenes, but they have to like give credit to where they came from. So they're like, okay, just by the way, this is like a scene that came from this other movie. We're not like, this is not copyright issue or anything like that.
And the best part is, Tony calls him out for it too. He's like,
yes!
One more pop culture reference out of you, I'm going to kick you out. Oh my god.
So like they're up there, and now Strange, Spider-Man, and Iron Man... They defeated that the guy
Ebony Maw, by doing the aliens thing where they break apart the spaceship and he gets out the gravity, whatever.
Right. That was a squid guy. Yeah.
Yeah, squid guy died.
And then now they have
Then they get into a fight. Wow, Strange and Stark.
Right! It was so funny! Oh, how much ego!
Like,
there's
so much testosterone just in that spaceship.
It was so good. I'm really glad they put the two together.
That's really how I see Stark and Strange together. Because they're both masters of their own craft. They're both incredibly smart. They're both arrogant as fuck. Oh my god.
It was great. They had like a little bit of a showdown. It was literally just like one being like,
Who do you think would actually win?
I don't know.
I feel like Strange would win.
Well, I feel like Strange would win just because he has a lot of like the magical powers.
Yeah, so he wins automatically. Strange is way stronger than Iron Man.
Oh, see, but I don't know. God. I don't know what to think about that.
What happens after that? Do we go to the Guardians then?
No.
No, because they talk about Vision.
Yeah.
And then we find... Oh
right there in Scotland.
That was such a great sequence.
That was awesome. That was the best introduction of Captain America.
And then the Avengers theme song. Yes. Was like, Oh, it was so good. Like, Marvel has had a pretty bad track record of, like, forgettable themes. But this Avengers theme is the one theme that they use, and they use it so well. Oh my god.
I think the end...
Oh, that guy's wearing an Avengers
suit. I think the end, like, part where they show Thanos, I feel like that's the same kind of music they used when they showed Killmonger dying. Because it ended on the same tone, and yeah. I feel like it was the same... I think it was the same theme. I don't know, I have to go back and check that out.
Oh my god, that ending.
I loved the end. Oh my gosh. It felt so like, I don't even know what word that is. It felt like.
I was excited, but I didn't want to be excited.
Yeah, it felt oddly good. But it was like, no, you know that this is bad. But it was
Yeah, that's another thing. Thanos, if the movie was reversed and we saw it only from Thanos' perspective, he totally works as a protagonist.
Oh, yeah.
He totally does.
Yeah, because basically the whole thing is like, all these planets, there's too many people and there's not enough people to feed, so why not just kill off half of them? Yeah, and then the rest of the people are going to be living good lives and generations to come would be a lot better.
It's a quote from The Office, from Phyllis's Wedding, where Dwight's like, there's too many people. Oh, so
yeah!
It's essentially ethnic cleansing and genocide, but it's justified.
Yeah.
In his eyes, it's justifiable. And the one thing, I don't know what Thanos can do without the gauntlet, because he has the gauntlet on for the whole movie. Yeah, so you have no idea what his normal strength is like, which I guess is fine.
I mean, he throws punches with his other hand.
That's a left-handed. He's a righty. Okay, so then we go to Scotland.
That's where Wanda and Vision are.
Yeah, and Vision, in every other movie, he's seen as, like, this invincible force. But here, he gets crippled right from the start.
Yeah.
And it's so hard.
It's interesting because Tony, in this movie, they show him as being evolved. It's kind of cool. Because Tony was like, no, he turned his transponder off, he's evolving, kind of stuff like that.
Yeah, he's become, like, more self-actualized. Like, he's not,
But then, right away, you see him, done.
I think it's because it's something that he said, it's like, it's the Mind Stone, it's Ultron, it's Tony, it's Bruce Banner.
Yeah.
Like, it's all four of these things together that forms him.
Yeah.
There's, like, what happens after Scotland? I think now it's the Guardians.
You have like Cap come in
and he talks to Sergeant Ross and he's just like, Hey Secretary. He's like, Captain, you're arrested.
They take him back and then they meet Rhodey again and
Rhodey's completely against the Accords now because you know his legs are gone.
He realized like all the
He made a very big mistake.
Yeah. So that's after the introduction of Cap and Black Widow and
Falcon.
Is that all? The three? Those are the three that were there.
Falcon. Yeah, those are the three covert Avengers. And my god, Chris Evans. The hair.
Yes.
The beard.
Why did it take them so long to do this?
He looks so much. Although, you know what? I like his Winter Soldier hair. I like that prim and proper haircut. That
oh,
he has.
Right, like the...
It looks good. He doesn't have a helmet, which is really good.
Because he has hair now!
Yeah,
because
he has hair now. Yeah, so
it's
then,
just like, like,
the Avengers thing? Because they're just there. They talk for a bit.
Yeah.
And then they're like, let's take them to Wakanda. I think that's all that happens, and then we go to Wakanda.
But then yeah, oh the no, yeah, because what happened was Vision was like, oh, we need to destroy the stone.
Yes,
and that's
right,
when the
right.
whole thing was mm-hmm. like, oh, Vision, no, you're not just made up of the stone, you're made up of Ultron and all this other stuff. So even if you take the stone out, you will still exist, but you can't destroy it. You have to actually take it out, like, carefully because it's embedded into his, like, circuitry. So then they were like, oh, Bruce was like, no, I can't do that because, you know, it'll take a lot of time and whatever effort and, I don't know. Like, this technology that I guess he just couldn't do. So they took him to... Oh, like, they didn't know that. No, that's wrong. They didn't know that they had to do it that way. I remember, because then they took him to Wakanda.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we don't have the technology for this. Yeah. Bruce Banner doesn't.
But so
then Cap is just like... I know someone. So they took him to Wakanda,
and Shuri was like, why don't you just, like, disconnect all of the... And then reconnect the neural circuitry like this, and then take the stone out like that. And Bruce was like,
we didn't think of it.
So that happened. So they were going to Wakanda. But then after that, I think it was...
And then there's, like, a race to fix Vision before Thanos comes.
Yeah.
So they can break the stone.
Yeah. I think after that, it was the Guardians. So that was the best thing. I'm so glad they played the music.
It's the 80s theme. Like, it seemed... I don't know if James Gunn actually directed that scene, but it was very, very Guardians. Like, it didn't feel like... Like a Captain America, it didn't feel like an Iron Man, it didn't feel like a Thor. Okay. I guess Thor Ragnarok a bit, but like the synth and the 80s track that they played.
Oh yeah, I guess.
It was really good, but you...
That's actually interesting, maybe they did that on purpose, because
well,
Thor and Guardians were meeting up.
Yeah.
That's cool, I like
so,
that.
So, oh right, at the very beginning, it doesn't even start with anyone talking, it's just a distress signal, and you just hear like, it's like the Star Wars, like the...
Yeah, this is when the Marvel theme is playing, and, like, you see the logo.
Yeah, the Marvel Studio Tenzo. And then you just hear Asgardian distress signal. That's how it starts. And so the Guardians picked up the signal, because I'm assuming they're just out of Xandar or whatever. A week ago...
No, they can't have just been out of Xandar. Thanos had destroyed Xandar.
That's what I mean. Like, Thanos, like, just came out of Xandar and found Thor. Because he has a tracker on Loki or something, right? Because they say... Just a week ago, Thanos destroyed Xandar.
Oh, right, yeah, it wasn't that long ago. Okay.
So it was literally Xandar to Thor. And so Thor's ship obviously broke. The Guardians Milano ship finds the wreckage, and they're like, oh, everyone's dead.
Yeah.
And then it's the scene from the Comic-Con trailer where Thor lands on the windshield. I had to do my best. What, Thor? Haha. It was great. There's so many good interactions. Drax is so good. He's one of my favorite characters now. Oh, Tobias Fünke is also in this movie. He's in a vet.
So when they meet up with Thor, they bring him
right,
in,
right.
And then Thor tells them about the Avengers, so now they know what the Avengers are. Mm-hmm. And then what they do is they decide to split up, because
yep.
Thor is all like, we need to make a new weapon.
Yeah, we need to make this god killer.
Yeah, and Rocket, being Rocket, is like,
he loves a weapon, so I'll come with you.
I'll come, and then they went with Groot.
Yep.
Because Rocket.
Teenage Groot is it's just great.
I love how in the credits they were like, featuring Vin Diesel as Groot.
Featuring.
I was like, oh my god.
Do you think they pitch-shifted his voice, or did he just have, like, a falsetto?
I feel like maybe both. I don't know. So,
yeah, so then they split up, and then the Guardians go to nowhere, because that's where the Collector was, Benicio Del Toro, because the Reality Stone is there. But...
Oh, that was
the reality,
really good.
Yeah,
that was a good sequence.
I couldn't... It was done so well until Gamora stabbed, and I'm like... And then everyone's like, oh, that was really quick. I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no, and then the red mist comes in, and Thanos comes out of nowhere.
It's like, you know at that
like,
moment,
oh,
you're like,
it
couldn't have
been
that.
Oh, he has a reality stone, so it doesn't matter. My god, when he, like, split up Drax into cubes.
Yeah,
like,
I thought they'd actually died right then and there.
Like, oh, no. What?
It was messed up. But, like, the whole premise of that whole sequence was, it was, like, Thanos goading...
Kidnapping Gamora.
Yeah, it was goading her to, like, come and kill him, mm-hmm. because, but then she ends up breaking down and crying, because obviously, like, this is a part of her past, right? Yeah. So she kills him, or kills him, I'm air quotes, and then he's all like, I knew you still cared, and then he takes
it. I knew
it.
You were gonna be here.
Yeah. Bit. Oh, yeah. And now since he has a reality stone, Gamora knows something.
And he uses that well.
Yeah, he uses it really
There's so many times where he's like, a death blow would hit him, but it would just turn into, like, bubbles. And I'm like, great. Like, there's, Star-Lord promised Gamora that he was gonna, like, if Thanos catches me, Gamora, I want you to kill me because I know where the Soul Stone is.
That's what Gamora says.
That's what Gamora says.
So
when Peter actually tries to shoot Gamora, Thanos turns the laser blast into bubbles, and it's like, oh, there's nothing you can do because he has so much power.
So he kidnapped Gamora, and then Drax and Mantis, reform, and now they're all like, Kyo, we gotta go. Oh, we missed the whole, the fight scene hasn't happened yet. Never
Which fight scene?
The Guardians versus the Avengers fight scene. Yeah, I love that. That was awesome. But after that, was it the Vision story again after that? I don't remember the sequence.
I think it's Iron Man. Because now they're flying the ship down to Titan, so they put their hands in the things. They're just like, let's get this thing on the ground, and then they crash.
Yeah.
Then the Guardians ambush the Avengers.
Right, that's how it happened. So yeah, so the Guardians and Avengers don't know who each other are yet,
the Guardians know of the Avengers.
Yeah.
Because they met Thor.
Yeah.
And Thor's like, oh, my friends are the Avengers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it works out.
So
and then they get to know each other.
What happened?
I think they try to formulate a plot. Like, they both know who Thanos is.
Yeah.
And then now I think, because someone says home, and then there's a flashback to Gamora.
What?
Like, little Gamora. Little Gamora. Where, like, the Chitauri is killing all the Zobrii, which is her people.
Yeah.
And then come little one and...
No, this happened. That scene happened before Gamora got kidnapped. Because it went back to the knife. So, in this flashback, in her home planet, everything, like, Thanos is there killing off everyone. And Thanos is like, what's your name, little one? And he takes her aside and shows her this knife and talks about balance in the world. Balance, and he gives her this double-sided knife.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's, like, the flashback, and then it zooms to the present day, which Gamora is sitting on her ship with Quill, with the knife, and she's thinking about, like, what she knows and what Thanos, like, she's keeping from Thanos.
Mm-hmm.
That whole scene after it was, I don't know when, because she was
captured already.
Yeah, she was already captured because she was sneaking on the ship and trying to take something from him or something. I forget what it was.
So Thanos takes Gamora from the chair to, like, the inside of the room, right? Because there was a chair, and she's like, I hate this chair. I hate this place. Yes, I know, you've said it every single day for the past 20 years.
Yeah, because like, the whole premise was that he called her daughter, and she said she wasn't his daughter. And then this leads into the, and then he shows her that he's kidnapped. Also, he's also captured Nebula, and he's torturing her. Like, he's pulling her apart, literally, because she's made out of all of these different parts.
Because Nebula is basically a robot, so she has, like, the memory storage of Gamora telling Nebula where the Soul Stone is. Or that she knows where the Soul Stone is.
But she didn't tell Thanos that. So Thanos was like, generous, that's me. Strong, that's me. But one thing I've never taught you is to lie, and that's why you're so bad at it.
I'm like, ooh.
It's like, that hit hard.
That's a good line. And then she's like, oh, it's in Vormir. I'm like, that's from Lord of the Rings. That's Vormir.
So, the Sabres. Yeah, so then she spares Nebula's life.
Yep.
And tells him where it is, because I think she knows how he's supposed to get it, right? Yeah, so in her head, she's like, there's no way he could possibly get
it. There's no way. He doesn't love anyone. Yeah,
because the whole way to get the soul stone is to give up something that you love, a soul for a soul.
Yeah,
and she's like, Thanos loves nothing. Thanos doesn't love anything, so there's no way, even if I take him there, that he's going to be able to get it. And then you find out that whole scene with, like, Thanos and little Gamora.
They go to Boromir. and then the biggest surprise.
Yeah.
Red Skull is back.
I would never have expected that. But that's really cool.
But it's not in a logical surprise. It makes sense. Because he touched the space stone and he flew off into space. It's not Hugo Weaving, it's Paul something. Paul Rasson, maybe. And then there's like this great big talk. And it's literally like they're just like, oh yeah, you have to give up someone you love. And so Gamora's like, you don't love anyone, you dummy.
And then she's like, Thanos is like tearing up and he's starting to cry. And
like, why are you crying now? Well, because you can't get your destiny. And then Red Skull's like, he's not crying
for him.
For him. I'm like,
he's realized.
It's gonna be Gamora.
So then she tries to like kill herself again, but then again, Reality Stone
turns into bubbles.
Yeah, he makes her disappear or something like that.
And then it's like,
and then he throws her off the. Goddamn, he throws her off. He grabs her arm, and it's like just, so futile. And it actually feels like she's a child.
It was so good. She kicks and like punches.
Yeah, it's like a child throwing a tantrum. Oh my god, it's so well done.
Face, even though it's all CGI.
Yeah.
You see the sadness.
Yeah.
You see the tears, and you see like this is a hard thing Thanos does.
Yeah, he grabs her arm and literally flings her off the cliff, and you see her falling, and then she dies.
And then the Soul Stone comes, and then I thought that was going to be the Big Stone, but that wasn't stone. It was just mind of the Big Stone. I was like, okay, I guess whatever. That's a tiny thing.
But it
still doesn't show what the Soul Stone does. Oh, you know what? I think the Soul Stone is the one that just kills things.
Sorry, no, I was just sitting on my
phone. Oh, that's all right.
So then
I think because now Thanos only has two stones left. He has the Time Stone, which is on Titan with the Avengers and the Guardians.
Yeah, and then he has the Mind Stone, which is still with Vision, who is now in Wakanda.
Who is now being operated on by Shuri.
Yeah.
And
So they have all of the different tribes now kind of banded together.
Yeah, the Jabari, the Border Tribe, the
Water. I didn't see
Daniel Kaluuya.
Yeah,
he was in the back. He was in the lineup, I think.
Oh, he didn't have any lines.
M'Baku.
Yeah, M'Baku. That was great.
I feel like if they kept Killmonger alive, he would have been a really good asset.
Really wish they did. I'm sad that he died.
Prince and Joel
could have made such good allies, and then they could have killed him in this movie. It's fine.
And everyone died at the end of this
movie. Exactly.
It doesn't matter. They could have just done it. They could have just waited.
I heard a
really good theory online that's like the only reason why Thanos is deciding to catch everything now is because Odin's dead.
Uh-huh.
The Ancient One is dead. Dormammu is gone. Or like he's in the dark.
Oh, so he's like literally the most powerful.
He is, right? Who else? Hela's gone now too.
Yeah.
I guess so, because Hela's not back yet.
She got like, what happened to her?
Oh, like the Searcher's sword attacked her, but we don't see her die. Okay. It's just sort of implied. But yeah, all the big, strong forces are pretty much gone at this point. So Thanos, you know, all the Earth's defenses are gone. And that's a really big thing. Like, there's, no matter, like, in Ultron, there is a scene where Iron Man, Thor, and Vision attack Ultron, and they see Ultron's body wither away, and you see it, like, actually being weakened, and you're like, just continue doing that. You'll kill him. In this movie, they'll start to hurt him, and then you'll just see, oh, he has a Time Stone, or oh, he has a Reality Stone. None of this just happened. Thanos, he's kind of nice in a way, because
the thing with Thanos is that even though he's killing off half the population, he said this line where it's a painless death. Mm-hmm. They just disintegrate, so it doesn't hurt them.
It's mercy, that's what he said, he's showing
mercy in his massive plan.
It's kind of like euthanasia, like widespread euthanasia,
not really, because they're not giving consent to do that, I guess, but like
it's Thanos assisted suicide.
Yeah.
So what happens after that?
Wait, what were we at right now?
Thanos is going after the Time Stone right now. There's a lot of stuff in Wakanda.
Yeah, so in Wakanda. Oh yeah, that's what we were talking about in Wakanda. Right, so now go so back to Wakanda. So they landed. What's it called?
Cap, Bucky. No, Cap, no. Falcon, and them.
Yeah, they meet up with Bucky and everything, and then
Thor first? I think Thor creates the hammer first.
I think it's happening at the same time. They show them. They show Thor, Rocket, and Groot at where do they go to do that?
Mifflindabar.
Yeah, they show them there where they meet up with. I can't remember. Like, there's so many characters.
Oh, Peter Dinklage. It was Peter Dinklage as a giant. Oh, it's so funny. That is the funniest thing.
So they show him because he was the one who made the gauntlet in the first place.
He made Mjolnir. He probably made all the other Asgardian weapons. So what they had to do is, it's in the trailer where Thor does the bicep thing, but he has to, like, he withstands the power of a sun, which is, holy shit, you don't, like, obviously no one can empathize with, like, the power of a sun attacking you, but the way Thor stances, like, in the trailer, he's, like, very victorious and, like, he's very, strong, but here he's, like half kneeling.
Yeah, and he's like, looking like he's like, even though he's like pulling it together, yeah, he's crippling.
He looks like half the strength that he really should have.
Yeah,
and then which he gets blasted sense. Off, and then Rocket saves him.
Well, he doesn't get Thor, blasted off. He just falls.
Well, no, like,
he lets go.
Yeah, he lets go, and then he, yeah. And then thankfully the thing actually gets made, but the dwarves' hands are crippled because Thanos is like, you can't make another weapon to kill me. So, you can't do anything. So they make this new axe, which I thought was going to be Yarnborn, but it's Stormbreaker now, whatever. So the axe is made, and they're like, there's no handle. Oh, no, what are we going to do? Where's the handle?
Groot's shining moment.
And then Groot, like, starts crying, and you see Thor, and he's, like, about to die. And everyone's like, he needs the axe. I'm like,
he needs the handle. Oh, my God.
And then, like, it just focuses on Groot, and he, like, oh, when he touches the thing, and it's, like, it's hot, and it burns him, I'm like, oh, Groot! This is Guardians 1, old Groot. So he's, like,
there's, like... the whole movie, he's a complete dick. He's, like, the terrible teenager, yeah.
From the end of Guardians 2. It's, like, the legitimately same
thing. Playing a video game the entire time. So he literally looks out from the game, and, like, he extends his Groot arm with the wood, and, like, forges them together, and then makes the handle. And then he, like, chops off his arm. Like, he just chops the arm off.
And then, you don't see Thor grasping the hammer. Or the axe. You just see, like, the sparkles.
I thought that'd be cool, though, for them to show the hammer, like, being in his hand and then moving it over.
But they do that reveal when he comes down to Wakanda and it's just... and he just, like, throws the axe and it's that same scene, that same tracking shot from Ragnarok where Mjolnir roll, like, circles around. He just, like, punches people.
Yeah.
But he does that with the axe, but it's, like, faster pace because he's flying and hitting people. And then there's one scene that made me audibly go... Oh, where he jumps up into the air, flies around, and then, like, smashes his axe down, and it's just this
massive, like,
blue burst of electricity. Oh, so good.
Really good.
CGI was, like, on point. There wasn't any part where I was like, oh, that'll look a bit rubbery. Actually, never mind. There's a scene where, oh, I forgot who was being choked. I don't think it was Loki. Or maybe it was
Loki. I think it was Loki, because at the very beginning, the Loki choking scene looked a little bit off.
There was, like, a weird... It didn't follow as well as I thought it was going to, and it kind of took me out. But then Loki starts talking, and I'm like, oh, this sounds like a final speech of Loki.
Yeah.
Oh, there's his neck. Oh, he's dead. Oh, then he throws it at Thor's feet. Man, I love... the fact that you see Hulk getting scared of Thanos.
Yeah.
I think that's why Hulk says no.
Yeah. No, that's what I thought. Yeah.
That totally makes sense now. Yeah, okay.
Because Hulk is, like, he's, like, the super strong guy, and that's his, like, secret weapon, right? So he goes after Thanos at the very beginning. He's, like, bashing him and, like, throwing him against the wall.
And
they think, like, okay, this is working.
Okay.
But then Thanos is like, and then, oh yeah, and you see like his like kids or whatever, Thanos is like children Thanos being like, yeah. They're being like, oh, you should be helping the other Squidward. No. Like, no, let them have their fun.
I'm like, oh no.
And I was like, no. And then you just see Thanos just being like, nope, pulling out the stocks and just like, not even like trying really. So you see like Hulk throwing punches. So he's
The fact that the Power Stone was the first thing he got, immediately just like threw everything out the window. Like, yeah, there's nothing you can do. Like, it took all of the Guardians simultaneously holding the stone to do anything to Ronan. And Ronan's nothing compared to Thanos. Oh my god! Alright, so let's
see. Hulk was, like, completely messed up because of that. And, like, you can see it in Bruce Banner's face. Like, it's actually really, really well done. He's, like, terrified at the whole thing.
He is shook.
Yeah.
That man is shook.
It was very well done. Okay, so anyway, after that, when that's happening, we talked about
it's
Vision.
It's Wakanda, I think it's Wakanda.
Yeah.
So now it's all the Wakanda stuff. So yeah. Vision's in Wakanda. Shuri's trying to make it so they can separate, you know, the Tony, Bruce, Ultron stuff away from the Mind Stone. And so the plan is remove the Mind Stone, and then Scarlet Witch, because her power is also from the Mind Stone, she'd destroy the stone, and then Thanos couldn't use it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he has a time stone and you can just reverse that. So it's fine.
I'm so upset. Okay, so that was the plan. It was a good plan because at the beginning, Vision was like, no, just destroy the stone. I'll die, but you know, that's fine.
But then, we can keep Vision. That's a good idea to keep him. And Scarlet Witch doesn't want to because obviously there's a lot of sacrifice.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, guess what? The only person who sacrifices is Thanos and he's the only one that succeeds. Oh, and Thor and Groot. Thor and Groot are the only ones that actually sacrificed. Because Scarlet Witch doesn't really sacrifice.
Well, she did,
she
but then
to, it, but
it got
late.
Reversed.
It's too late for her. Yeah. Like, if
I think,
Scarlet
I
Witch...
think that... No, but the sacrifices they made were real. Because Quill was really going to kill Gamora.
Every time the heroes tried sacrificing, it wouldn't work.
Oh, I see.
That's what I meant. Like, every time the heroes tried, it was like... Oh, it happened. Oh, nope. It's Thanos who reverses it.
Yeah, that's true. Because Thanos sacrificed Gamora for his plan, and that's the only one that ended up paying off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for him.
Cap and Iron Man don't really get that much in this movie. It's really Thor's movie, Gamora's movie, Thanos' movie.
There's a lot of Spider-Man.
A lot of Strange in Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really dial back the old ones.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it. They really tried to give the new ones a chance to shine.
It worked really well, though.
Uh-huh. Because Cap doesn't really need to talk that much. He really just needs to be that... He's a symbol.
Yeah.
Cap is a symbol. Black Widow and Okoye... Oh, that was a sick
one. That was really good.
All the women coming together.
Yeah,
that was a good time.
It was Scarlet Witch who was getting, getting destroyed. And then you see Black Widow and Okoye come in.
Uh-huh.
And then you just see all three of them just fighting this, like, the woman alien. Oh, the way the woman alien died.
Proxima Midnight.
I forget her name. Scarlet Witch grabbed her with her mind powers, threw her up, and there's these, like, outer space,
like
giant
ruling,
whirling
dervishes
things,
of death.
And she just gets ground up, and you can,
the worst one was Cull Obsidian, the big dude. So there's a fight in the forest with the Hulkbuster and Cull Obsidian, the Black Dwarf, the big dude, and Cull Obsidian breaks off one of the Hulkbuster's arms, and Hulk... fits the arm onto Cull Obsidian and sends him up into the Wakanda barrier. And because the barrier, you already see it when the Outriders, like the aliens, come. As soon as they pass through, if they don't get their whole body in, it just cuts them off. So what happened to Cull Obsidian is like he was just on the border so many times.
Yeah.
He was essentially shaved off.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh my lord.
And then you see his arm come back though. It's great. Because like I guess
that was in the beginning. Where the Strange teleports him away. So he already lost an arm.
Really?
Yeah, that was in the beginning, because it was in the park, and Tony kicks it away.
You're right.
Yeah.
My bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, so in the Wakanda, I think that's basically all that happens in Wakanda. Then it's just like it's a big fight. It's all these aliens. Oh, right! So the Wakanda barrier, because the Outriders are suicidal, they just go in and they kill, and if they get through, they get through. But because there was only, like, they came into one front, they started circling, and they're like, well, okay, if they get into the back, there's nothing stopping them to get to
Vision.
Vision. So they're like, okay, we'll open the barrier up just a little bit. And then they just, it's just an outpouring. And you see Falcon using Red Wing, and you see War Machine dropping bombs. You see Cap gets the Wakanda shields. What they're called. They're not the, it's not the red, white, and blue, but it's like, it has that kinetic purple energy thing from Black Panther.
Though, yeah, the whole point was so that Shuri could be working on Vision. Wanda was supposed to stay up with Vision so that as soon as the stone was removed, she could just destroy like, blast it. But then
she sees, like, more people coming in. Yeah. She sees Proxima Midnight, Corvus Glaive, and Cull Obsidian. Did all the Black Order die?
Yeah, they died.
All of them, hey?
Yeah.
Corvus Glaive died? How did Corvus Glaive die?
Which one was that?
The guy with the pokey stick. Vision kills him. Vision kills him right at the end. Yep, I remember now. So all the Black Order die, which, alright, whatever, it's whatever, we never really cared about them. It's like Quicksilver's death in Ultron. Anyway, so, basically they're just trying to save as much time. The whole issue is
that, like, Wanda left, and then they're infiltrating.
Oh, yeah, Wanda gets, like, rage mode, her eyes turn red.
Yeah, it was great.
And then she red powers the shit out of all the aliens. She throws shit at them. And then, like, there's a part where, like, everyone is getting wrecked. And then you just see the Bifrost opening. You see Thor come down.
Yes.
And it's just like,
it was
bam!
Good.
Oh. That was a good scene. Thor has the most... He gets that hero moment.
Yeah.
He doesn't do a superhero landing, so I think Deadpool would have been mad at him. But it's just, it's so great. It's just, it's so triumphant. And then Cap and Thor, you know, it's so cool because you realize that these characters haven't seen each other since Ultron.
Yeah.
That was 2015. That was 3 years ago. They haven't seen each other since. So they have like a really good back and forth. It's like, hey, I see you. You copied my beard. Nice haircut, Thor. It's like, oh, they're just all friends. It's a good time. Yeah, and then I think now we're back on Titan. And so now they're all, like, talking, you know, it's a plan, you know, like, what should we do? It's like, okay, we have the Time Stone. We'll keep him away. But Doctor Strange does something really cool, and he uses a Time Stone, and he, like, sees all the possibilities. Mm-hmm. And he sees, like, 4,605, and they're just like, oh, okay, did we win any? Yeah, just a little bit. I'm like, okay. I felt like that scene was kind of unnecessary because it seemed like it sold Thanos's power more, but we've already seen Thanos's power. Like, we didn't need to be told Thanos's power because we've already seen it, and they,
I think it was to generate hope that there is still one chance for them to win. I feel like that's the only reason that would have been included. Yeah,
I think instead of like him looking dour, she'd be like, guys, okay, this is what we do. I think that could have been
maybe
more effective, but I kind of get it. It's to make it seem even more grandiose. That was another thing. All the fighting, there wasn't too much shaky cam. Every single fight scene was like fairly steady, and you get to see all the action, and everything's in focus, and it doesn't. There's so many fight scenes that
it's not messy. There were a lot of them, but they were done very cleanly.
And they're very snappy. They don't pull any punches. You see Iron Man going all out. You see his new suit. And that's very clever of how the suit was even designed, because you get to see that there's a finite amount of nanoparticles or whatever he had, nanites. So when, like, most of his suit was taken off, you see him, like, diverting most of his power to, like, his feet so he can, like, stand his ground so he can punch or something. Or, it's really, like that first... It's Iron Man as a character in that fight scene. Because in the first movie, you see him and he's, like, flying off into space and he's like, all right, Jarvis, reroute all the power to the legs or whatever, and then, like, don't have any leg anywhere else. Because that's his character. He's like, okay, we can short off all the power anywhere else and just put it into the places we need. There's a very scary scene where you think Tony's going to die, and I thought I was going to win $5, but I lost that bet because Tony did not die.
Yeah. Wait, are you 3 now?
Yeah, I think you owe me some money.
You owe me 10.
Fine. I'll buy you something. His new suit is pretty cool. He can, like, make shields and swords and wings and, like, extra blasters and, like, Oh, it's so cool. It's almost like the Endo Sim suit. It's like that Mark 51 from the comics. It's really neat. But it looks like the Model Prime, so I guess it's more that than anything. What else happens in that Titan fight? Oh, Strange and Quill.
It was really well done. It was like, I don't think I said that a lot.
This is like the one thing I don't know if I can even explain, because I don't know what happened in sequential order. I just know
it's because
what
when Thanos arrived onto Titan. It was only Strange, and so they're playing it off as though like everyone else died.
Yeah.
So they were playing it off that as though Strange was the only one there, and he was gonna face off with Thanos like individually.
Right, right. I remember
but then you see shots of like the other characters. So you see Quill, and you see Spider-Man and Mantis, and they're all like you know hidden away.
Ooh, yeah, and then the best reveal is like. Strange says something like, this is our best hope. And then Thanos
our.
And then Iron Man, like, rocket boosts this, like, giant support beam straight onto Thanos.
Him.
And you're like, oh, and, like, the music swells up and it's, like, this nice orchestral sound. And then Peter's like, yeah, what do you think that was gonna do? That's only gonna piss him off. And I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh,
my God. Okay. I got it. Doctor Strange's portals are my favorite addition to the MCU. Spider-Man goes through every single portal, like, punches
that
Thanos.
Really
I was
funny.
Like, ah, here's a kick with magic. Here's a magical kick attack. And it's like, even Star-Lord takes... there's a scene in the beginning I completely forgot about where, this is before Squidward dies, and Squidward's in New York, and he tosses, like, a shit ton of rocks at Benedict Wong. And Benedict conjures up one portal, and with the other hand conjures, like, some wax on, wax off shit. And he, like, redirects it. It's like Portal. It's Portal the video game, but in the movie. Oh, it is so good. And essentially the plan was to get the gauntlet off of his hand.
And they did a really
they
good job,
really well,
because
yeah.
what they did was, like, every single character took apart one of his limbs. So
yep.
they had, like, Tony
was...
with the gauntlet arm, they had Drax with one of the legs.
Tony was on the gauntlet.
Okay, so my phone overheated because I put it on the dash of the car, and the hot prairie sun is beating down on it, and I'm a dummy for doing that.
Actually, that's supposed to be, like, flat.
No, that's good. Don't do that.
Right here.
Okay, I'm gonna put my bag here. How about that? Put it on top.
No, because the sun is still hitting it, so I'm putting it where the shade is.
Okay.
Right here. Okay, you talk.
Yeah.
No, just talk. I want to see what your levels are like.
Can it hear me? Hello.
So I know. The greatest. I'll put it here, not in the sun.
Wait, is it like? Oh, the top is me and the bottom is you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, I didn't know it did that.
Right, it's pretty dope. Okay, so we're back on Titan.
We have to backtrack a little bit.
Okay, so basically now they're just trying to get the gauntlet off.
Right, so this is the scene where you have Drax and Mantis and Doctor Strange and Tony and Spider-Man and Nebula at some point she joins into and Quill are there.
Mm-hmm.
So this is when he's on Titan, and the way that they're doing this is, like, you see that Tony's got, like, the gauntlet arm trapped from Thanos,
yeah.
and then you see Drax kind of come in and, like, take down one of his legs,
yeah.
and then you see Spider-Man web him up, and then they're holding them down, and everyone's doing, like, their own part to hold down one of his limbs, because this is a giant guy, and he's so powerful that they need this many people to
mm-hmm.
hold him down, and then you see, I love this part, when Mantis just, like, shot down from above through one of Doctor Strange's portals, lands right on top of him, and does...
Spider-Man job. No,
it was Mantis.
It was...
Because Mantis drops down on top of him and puts her hands onto his head to get him to sleep. And he's still not, like, under, because he's still, like, slightly conscious because he's so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And so, at this point, you see Quill walk up, and he's trying to get information about where Gamora is. And at this time, Spider-Man and Stark are trying to get the gauntlet off of him,
and
which
they're
is
so
taking...
Close.
They're so
this
close.
This is the only time that you feel legitimate hope. And it's
actually no. The time I felt real hope, or like very hopeful about them actually defeating him, was when they destroyed the Mind Stone. But that was because I forgot that he had the Time Stone. Anyway, we'll get to that. So yeah, Quill is like, where is Gamora? Because Thanos kidnapped Gamora, and then he says that he has a Soul Stone. He had no choice, and then
Nebula is like, oh, he has the Soul Stone. He came back with the Soul Stone. Gamora didn't come back. Which means that she knows how to get the Soul Stone. Mm-hmm. So she realizes that Thanos sacrificed Gamora to get it. And then Quill loses
gets
his shit.
Gets super mad and just
because
shoots
he's
Thanos
like, because Thanos is like, I had no choice. And Quill is like, yes, you did. And then he shoots him. And that ruins, because like Mantis is sitting right on top of him, that kind of ruins the whole trap that they've got him like mm-hmm. kept under. So they almost had it was like you could see his hand, like
you
without,
saw the full
yeah
hand.
You saw
you
the
saw
gauntlet
Sterling
coming
and
out.
Spider-Man and Tony are both taking it out.
Yeah, and then they didn't get it off though. But then
they have like a little bit of a scuffle. I think everyone just tries to attack him any which way they can, and
it didn't really work out. And then
you get like this really nice scene with Tony's suit versus Thanos, and like every single punch, he takes off more of the suit. But because of the way that the suit is made, it's like the Black Panther suit, where it's just like...
Yeah, it remorphs.
Yeah. Black Panther was really good in this movie, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man, when he was leading the chant, he evolved yeah. back. I don't know what he was saying, but that's what it was. He evolved back.
Good job. So...
I can be Wakandan if I want to.
Yeah. So Thanos then stabs Tony, and you think Tony's dead, but then at this point, Strange gives up the Time Stone to spare Tony's life.
Yeah, and then at this point, everyone gasped, so I missed literally the
yeah,
whole
we didn't know
theater.
Why, because we were like, why would you do that?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, what you suspected is
yeah,
because
okay.
of...
Yeah, so, because everyone gasped, Strange said a thing, and I missed what he said. But what I want to think he said is, there was no one opportunity. This was the only outcome.
Yeah, like, so there was, like,
so
out
let,
of
let's not sacrifice Tony or
whatever.
Whatever
many million
Although,
options.
Although, I feel like Strange could have just teleported away. Oh, but then Thanos had the Space Stone.
No, because I think it was, because Strange was, like, held down by something, was he not?
No. Like, I mean, when they were on Titan, and Thanos was there, right? They could have just been like, okay, let's get off this planet. Let's go to somewhere else. But then I'm like, oh, wait. Thanos has a space stone.
No, it was because they needed to take the gauntlet out.
No, but I'm saying, like, if they really wanted to keep away, right? They could have just kept teleporting Strange away. But then Thanos has a space stone, so whatever, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They're screwed.
It's just delaying the inevitable at that point.
Yeah.
So he gives up the time stone, Tony's fine, but now he only needs the mind stone, so he goes to Wakanda. And then Wakanda right now, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on because they're trying to get rid of Vision's stone to keep him alive and then have Wanda destroy the stone.
So then it keeps Vision intact as, I guess, just a vibranium robot. Yeah, and then the Mind Stone will be shattered. There's a lot of great character moments like,
Black Widow.
I am Groot. I am Steve Rogers. That was really good. It was
really...
like, oh, and it's so... And it's such a callback to, like, the first Guardians movie where Groot stabs like four things with like his arm, and it just like he smiles at Captain America and he's like, "I am Groot, I am Steve."
Yeah.
Oh, it's so cute. Like, Steve has seen a lot of shit since he was defrosted, and even when he was back in World War II. So him seeing like this this talking tree, and he's just fine with it. It's just whatever. Yeah, and then there's a lot more fighty fights.
Yeah, what happens is that Wanda goes into the battle scene because there's a whole bunch of shit going on.
Yeah.
So she does her all like.
She does the red power thing.
Yeah, red power stuff, and
kills.
It's really cool.
Oh, okay. Early on.
I think he just accidentally hit the horn trying to get out of the car.
Oh, me too. That makes sense.
Close your door.
No, I think
close your door.
It's fine. No one's gonna come in.
Okay.
Yeah, so she's just, like, tossing things around, like, smacking people with like, the red powers. And then Proxima Midnight, the person with the spear,
mm-hmm.
Knocks her out with, like, a punch. And then it's Okoye and Black Widow. And they sort of, they have a little bit of a punch out. They get a good, couple of good licks in. But then, yeah, think Proxima Midnight got both of them, like, pinned down under the spear. And so what Scarlet Witch does is she just tosses Proxima Midnight up into the air, where, like, there's, like, these whirling dervishes. I think we kept that part.
Oh, was this? I don't remember where it stopped.
I don't know where we stopped.
We can just take it out later.
Anyway, no, I'm not going to edit this. I'm just going to send it like this. Sorry. And these giant, like, spinning death wheels come, and they just grind her up.
Yeah, it was... Oh, and then you gosh. See, like, the blue blood on Black Widow's face. She's like, that was like, gross, and you're like, yeah.
Yeah. It was disgusting. Really gross. It was so disgusting.
So at this point, Vision's thing is infiltrated, just in case.
Yeah, Vision's in the forest,
Vision.
Oh, because Corvus Glaive
took
him out of Wakanda. Now he's in the forest. They meet up again with Scarlet Witch, and there's, like, a little bit of a fight scene. Corvus Glaive is about to kill Scarlet Witch, but Vision takes Corvus Glaive's glaive and just stabs the dude.
No, he was going to kill Captain America.
That is probably more accurate.
Because Wanda's not there at this
point. Wanda's not there at this point, yeah.
Because this is when Vision is still, like, really weak, and then Wanda comes and rushes to him and is like, are you okay? And that's their interaction. And then Vision is like, Wanda, you have to kill me.
We are all out of time.
Yeah.
We are all out of time. That's my Paul Bettany. Is it good?
So then Thanos arrives on... I'm kidding, it's good.
Yeah, so Thanos is a Thanos.
Oh, no.
Oh, we should talk about how the Hulk kills Call Obsidian.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal. It's, he's like, okay, in the Hulk Buster suit, there's a scene where he's, like, overrun by aliens, and you're like, ah, he's gonna Hulk out. He's gonna turn into the Hulk.
Yeah, I thought he was actually gonna turn into the Hulk at that point. If anything was gonna turn into the Hulk.
That would be it. But no, he gets, like, he just does, like, the lasers or whatever, and he's like, choo choo choo. Meep. He does that a whole bunch, and then, like, he's, like, winning. It's, like, this is what happens for most of the movie. It's, like, the heroes start to win, and then, like, one of Thanos' army things, like, hit him out. And so this particular one was Call Obsidian, and they hit him out, and they're, like, in, like, this one alcove in the forest. And they fight for a bit, and Hulk's fighting with Bruce Banner, which is, like, the funniest thing ever. It's, like, Hulk, come on! No! Oh, come on!
All right, you green bastard! I'll do it myself!
You big green asshole. Which, I mean, that's essentially what Hulk is in this movie. Which is so funny, because in every other movie, he's the big
tough guy that people bring in as their secret weapon.
Loki used it, and then you're like, oh, man. It's a done deal. We done here, boys. Nah. So, how Call Obsidian dies is, Hulk, one of his arms is cut off, or, like, broken off, and he implants that arm onto Call Obsidian's arm, and, like,
goes, shoots beep, him beep, up, beep, like the rocket thing.
Just goes all the way up, hits the fucking barrier, and he just gets shredded. He gets shaved off.
Yeah, because he's not, like, going through the barrier at this point, he's just being dragged across of it. Across it.
Oh, Shuri even gets, like, an action scene. She, like...
Oh, a little bit, yeah, I forgot about that.
She gets, like, the and hand blast.
Yeah.
Like, that was pretty
cool. I don't
know
what happened with her, though. That was, like, the only scene
I think she just falls down, and that's it. And then Vision goes away. So yeah, that's another thing. Mm-hmm. Everyone gets, like, a little something.
Yeah, which is nice.
You can name every character, and they have a little bit in the movie. Loki, he gives up the space stone and says, Hulk.
He was gonna kill Thanos. He did, like, the trick where he was, like, I'll give you my undying,
The virtuosity or whatever. Fidelity.
Fidelity, yeah. Something like that. But then he goes to kill Thanos, and Thanos is obvious, like, undying is the wrong word to use here, and then he kills him. And then...
Thor gets a lot of moments.
Thor gets a good amount of moments.
Cap gets a lot of moments.
Quill gets a fair amount of moments.
With the middle finger thing, that was pretty cool. Very, very Peter Quill. Strange gets a lot of moments. Iron Man gets stabbed.
I think Iron Man got more than Cap, though.
Cap got... Well, I mean, he just had Civil War.
Yeah.
Iron Man hasn't had a headlining movie since Iron Man 3 in 2013. That's 5 years ago. So they had to give him something, and... I guess, like, Homecoming he was kind of in.
Oh, yeah.
Ultron. He wasn't in Ragnarok. He was mentioned in Ragnarok. I feel like every single Marvel movie has a mention of Tony Stark. Iron Man 1 obviously has Tony Stark. Hulk has Stark at the end. Iron Man 2 is Iron Man.
Captain America 1.
Howard Stark? That's close enough.
Okay,
that's a Stark.
Okay, but that's not Tony, though.
Yeah, true.
And, like, even, cause even when he is back...
Yeah, he doesn't see Tony yet. Yeah, you're right. You got me. Avengers has Tony. Obviously, Iron Man 3 has Tony. Thor The Dark World, I don't think. But then again, I haven't seen that movie. That's
I
a one movie.
Watched that.
You don't have to. You just have to know that's the reality. Yeah, it's a reality stone. All you need to know, they already explained in Infinity War, is that the reality stone is on nowhere with the collector. That's it. Anyway, so then...
So yeah, Thor is now on...
Now we're on the final sequence. Yeah, the final 10 minutes that breaks you. Oh, also,
dude, everything in that final 10 minutes just, like, destroyed me.
There's a thing that happens, and I forgot who asks the question, but they're just like, what are you going to do when you, like, finish your quest? And it's like, I'll watch the sunrise on a grateful universe.
When does that happen? I don't remember.
I forgot, but I know it was there because at the end he's looking
he's
at
actually
some,
doing it,
and I'm like, oh, okay, that's a, if you were the hero.
Maybe it was strange when they were having
I want to say it's strange, too.
Fight talk. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Thanos is on Wakanda, and you see each of the Avengers,
just
like, one by one,
best.
Just
Bucky
trying to
rushes
stop
in,
him from getting
shoots
to Vision.
Him, nothing.
It was
futile. That was it's just futility. And then there's a scene from the trailer where Cap is holding back the fingers, and you just go, oh, okay, there's like a little bit, and you see like this brilliant shot of all five Infinity Stones are like the big one missing, and you see all the colors. You see that you get time, space, power, reality, and soul, and you just see it. Like there's nothing.
There's nothing you can do.
You
realize the inevitability of it all in that one moment.
It's gone. Like there's nothing you can do, and then the movie teases you a bit, and Scarlet Witch breaks the stone, and you're like, oh no.
This is the part where I was like, there's hope for the Avengers. But then you see Thanos isn't phased at all.
Nothing happens to him.
Because he's all like something about time, and he makes the whole like, oh, we're all out
of time.
Yeah, we're all
out of
time. Whatever. And then he's like.
No. Oh, no, we don't have any outlets.
Sorry,
man. No. Sorry. No. I don't have a cell phone charger on me. There might be one inside the mall. Inside the mall.
Like, in there.
In there. There might be some in there.
Can you just ask for a cell phone?
Yeah, I'm probably not going to give you a cell phone. Yeah, so that was just a friendly neighborhood dude. Who's been loitering here for a while, so I'm kind of scared.
Well, I mean, I guess we're loitering here too, so.
Yeah, but I'm not outside. We're inside a car.
Well,
in the parking lot
of
the movie theater.
The car, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
You can just drive away.
Every single horror movie ever.
Okay, so Wanda destroys... She destroys the stone. Vision is dead. She's, like,
you
emotionally
see a,
wrecked.
Yeah, you see a good shot of, like, the forest being destroyed, too, and you're like, okay, good.
And then you think that everything... You think that this is the one hope for the Avengers to actually beat Thanos, because now he doesn't have all five stones, so he's not as powerful as he could be. Even though he's already, like, super powerful.
Mm-hmm.
But then Thanos is completely unfazed, and he's going, he's like, oh yeah, this is where he's saying something like,
we're all out of time, or something, and you're like, oh!
And then that's the moment where you're like, he has the time stone,
and,
oh fuck!
The coolest thing is he does the strange hand motions, too, he does that.
Yeah. He turns it back so that Vision
and then,
is, like alive
Vision
again.
Vision rematerializes, the forest comes back, oh, is it kind of doing something?
No, he's turning.
Now we're good, okay. And then the stone comes back, and he just plucks it out. Like, it's like an apple from a tree.
Yeah, he grabs, he goes into Vision and pulls it out, and you can see, like, his
breaks
brain.
He
like,
breaks
his
the
circuitry. Head. Oh, my gosh.
And then the color, either it's purple or it's red, it just drains out of his face and becomes, oh, you don't see him die, you just see his
legs. You
see
his legs go limp, and you see, like, you hear, like, the robotic, like, kind of thing where he shuts down.
And then... You see Thanos put it in his gauntlet, and there's like the just this anime, like, oh, powering up. And then out of nowhere, Stormbreaker comes in, Thor himself, axe into his chest, and he just digs it in. It's like, what are you going to do now, Thanos? And then Thanos is like, oh, you should have gone for the hand.
Yeah,
he does the snap! My boys, the snap! He does the snap, and then it's just, it's like, it's straight from the comic. It's black fades to white, and then it comes back in, and you see the gauntlet, and it's like kind of broken. But it's broken because he uses a space stone portal and, like, falls down and, like, teleports away.
What?
Yeah, because he does that, then he teleports away. So the space stone is still active.
Is that what happened? Because I thought he just had a flashback or, like, a vision or whatever it was.
No.
Because he saw little Gamora.
No. Oh, that did happen, but I think that was just in his head.
Yeah, that's what I mean. What are you talking about?
And then after, it's back in Wakanda.
Yeah.
And then he just sort of... by and he leaves.
Oh,
so the space stone still works because you see the gauntlet, and then you see Thor, and he's like, "What did you do? What happened?" And then he goes away, and then this is the part that wrecked you the most. You see everybody; they just disintegrate.
Start with Bucky because Bucky.
Oh my god, he was so sad. He just walks at Steve.
And then you just see him disintegrate, and then you see everyone one by one, T'Challa.
No, wait, I think I know this in order. I'm going to try it in order. We see Bucky go down, then it goes back to Titan, because you see Drax, Man...
No, that comes after.
No, because it goes back and forth.
No, a bunch of people on Wakanda die first.
Okay, I think because T'Challa carries Okoye. It's like, this is no place for you to die.
And then he dies,
and I'm like... Where'd you go?
Everyone's confused with what's going on because they're just disintegrating. They're turning into ash, essentially, and floating away.
It's like the Voldemort death scene.
That's not how Voldemort dies.
That's literally how he died. He disintegrated into paper.
You're talking about the first movie when it was Quirrell. That's how Quirrell died. He turned into stone.
Did you not see Deathly Hallows Part 2? He just disintegrated away? Yeah, because Harry did the Expelliarmus, and he did the
Avada. That much. I go by the books.
Okay, in the books, he died in, like, an actual way.
Yeah, in the
books. But in the movie, he disintegrated away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't remember that.
And you call yourself a true Harry Potter fan.
Yeah, because I read all the books.
It's like talking, that's it. Drinking water. Sorry, so...
Everyone starts, like... And you see, and it's like a select few people. I don't know how you decided that. I think it's just random.
No, it said random. Because that's what he did on the planet Zobria.
Oh, okay.
He, like, split them off with the Chitauri, and he's like, this half of you are dead, this half is not.
Oh, I see. But then the part that was... Oh, wait, did you want to keep going with your sequence?
Because
I know it was, like...
Sam dies. Mm-hmm. Sam Wilson dies. Because Bucky dies.
Because Rhodey was looking for Rhodey's Sam.
Fine.
And then you hear him calling out for Sam, but Sam's already gone at this point.
Black Panther's dead. Scarlet Witch dies.
Yeah.
Vision's already dead, so whatever. Cap is living. Hulk is living. War Machine is living.
Cap, Hulk, War Machine,
Black
and
Widow.
Black Widow.
There we go. That's who I was forgetting. And Okoye.
Yeah. And the part that just, like, completely destroyed me, this is when they flash back to Titan.
Now it's Titan.
And you see Drax go.
Quill just goes, oh, man. And it's just... He disappears.
Yeah,
it's
Strange
like, oh.
goes. Iron Man is intact, but Strange goes.
Oh, and then Peter!
This is my favorite part because
he's such
in this
a
whole
child.
Movie, because in the whole movie, he's like, no, Mr. Stark, I got this, I can do this, I want to help, and then he becomes a real
Homecoming.
Avenger.
It's Homecoming all
and
over
then,
again.
And then he's like, I'm going to be this, and then you see him at the very end, and you see him be like, Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good, and he starts like crumbling, and he's like tripping over himself, and he falls onto Iron Man, and he's like, Mr. Stark, no, I don't want to go,
I'm sorry.
And I was like, oh, you're a child. I was like, you don't really think about it that way until that moment, and you see him like completely like broken, and he's like, he's in this moment of realization of like, you know, they talk about it, but as an Avenger, I guess you don't really think of yourself as like being the one to die.
No.
And then he's just like in this whole,
oh my,
like,
god, Matsya, they're actually Avengers now.
Yeah,
because now they're avenging people.
Yes,
wow.
So, and then it's so sad because he's like, Mr. Stark, I don't want to go, please don't make me go, or like, please don't let me go, or something like that.
It's that speech from Homecoming where it's like, if one of those people died on that ferry, that's on you, but if you die, that's on me. So now he actually died, and that's on him.
And the last thing that Peter says is he apologizes to Stark, he's like,
I'm sorry,
and then he just, oh,
and then
so sad. That part, oh, that destroyed me.
Who else is alive? Nebula. Nebula and Tony are alive.
No, so, Nebula's alive?
Nebula's alive.
Oh. Yeah, because he's like, he did it.
Oh.
Thanos did it. And so then the only people living are Cap, Rhodey, War Machine, Tony, Nebula.
Wait.
War Machine.
Hulk. Black Widow. Okoye. Probably Shuri. A lot of Wakandan warriors.
Oh, and Nick is gone too. You see that? Oh, in the post-credits.
Okay, so the post credits is amazing because you see New York, and I think it's right after Thanos snapped, and you just see, and Maria Hill says something like, "Oh, the big energy signature in Wakanda is finally gone. Wonder what that's all about." And then you just see like helicopters crashing into buildings. You see like
cars swerving
off, and like Nick goes to expect the car, and no one's there, and then he like looks around, and it's like, what's happening? And then Maria Hill starts dissolving, bye bye Robin, and then Nick Fury starts to disintegrate, but before he does that, he activates the transponder, and it like drops on the ground, like, is Captain Marvel? And then it shows a Captain Marvel symbol, and I'm like, this is good, there's some hope here. So it seems like,
yeah, we don't know about Hawkeye or Ant-Man yet. We don't
they
know
say it right on. At the start. They're like, yeah, Scott Lang and Clint are off doing something else. So I'm assuming we'll find out.
We're assuming that they're alive at this point. We're assuming that they haven't died.
Yeah, I'm 100% certain they're alive. Because then that means the original Avengers team is still alive. Cap, Iron Man, Hulk, Black Widow, Hawkeye.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they're all alive. Unless...
Thor
2. I forgot about Thor. Now I feel bad now because he's really cool in this movie. But yeah, this was a lot to digest. Like Ultron was really messy, even though there was only one main element really throughout the whole thing. But this movie juggles so many things and does it really well.
Every single transition that they make between the different storylines is so clean, and you can see how they're all connected. There's nothing that's like one thing is happening here and then you see something completely different happening. They're all interrelated, and they do a really good job of making it so that you can see that. Mm-hmm. And see, like, in one scene, you'll see like what's going on in Wakanda, and then you see what's going on in with Thor and stuff, and then they put it together. And then, I don't know, stuff like that. It's just all very fluid.
I was legitimately thinking, like, the last fight. They didn't have that shot where everyone
was running, right? I didn't see that. Huh? I thought I missed it.
I think that's just a trailer shot. They just had it. You know what? I think they just did that. So they're just like, look how many people we can fit on the screen or something. No. Because it's a Black Panther ad. Because that trailer came out before Black Panther came out. So they're like, look, Wakanda. Yeah, that was fun. That was a hard movie to watch.
It was tumultuous.
There was a lot of scenes where I was just like, ooh.
But it was really good.
Oh, Nebula's torture hurt me too.
Yeah. It was cool because when you see Nebula, you see her face first, so you don't realize that she's being pulled apart, and then the camera rotates, and you see her like being pulled apart in the air.
It's like those art installations where you look at it one way and it says like money, but you look on the other way, it's like freedom or something.
Yeah.
Oh, it's some cool shit. Okay, I think that's about it. What else do you want to say about this movie?
I'm excited for the next one.
What do you think is going to happen? Is it not recording? Hello? Oh, okay. It's recording.
Is it recording? Stop.
Yeah, but... I think the only downside to this is that there is going to be an Avengers 4. So you know all the stuff that happened. They're going to find a way to reverse all of it in the next movie. Or... Maybe not, actually.
I wonder if it'll actually... That'd be interesting.
I don't know how much of this is a lasting event. Because I think what they'll do is... I actually don't know.
Because they don't have any of their, like, real power anymore. Like,
I mean, Thor is their only powerhouse, and he's the only one that's actually done a lick of damage to Thanos.
Hulk will be back.
But Hulk isn't strong enough. True. So that doesn't even matter. Cap's obviously not strong enough either.
Actually, that'd be interesting if Hulk doesn't come back. Kind of like,
Oh, and Hulk like and Hulk has and, been made between yeah, Hulk and Banner have a weird relationship.
Yeah, I don't know. Black Widow is still really cool with her fighting shit and all that stuff. But like, they need more.
Like, what can you do?
Like, they Shuri, tried, like they have Shuri, so maybe they have Shuri
and Iron Man,
so they can make a lot of weapons, I guess.
But they're not gonna be like heart of a dying neutron star, god killer weapons. So, I think that's the greatest thing, is that there's not that much, like, maybe I'll have to say, like, a couple more times, but it didn't seem like there was anything the heroes could have done differently that would have helped them out. Other than the obvious...
Oh, yeah, minus all of the stuff with the emotional content of being like, oh, if you spare the life, I'll tell you the secret or something.
Yeah, like, something like that.
Not all that.
Like, but if they did that, that would be disrespectful to the character. And I think... that's something that should be commended. Like, all the characters felt like...
True to themselves.
No one felt like... No one did anything out of character, as far as I'm aware. Thor was Ragnarok Thor, so he was, like, he was still making some jokes. But he was still... You can tell his, because before, whenever he, like, fought, say, like, Ultron, there's, like, this one scene where, Vision comments on the hammer. He's like, "This is a well-balanced hammer." And then Thor goes, "Well, you know, if it's too heavy, you lose it on the backswing or something." And he's always like cracking jokes like that. But when Thor goes to fight, the only time he has a moment of levity is when he's meeting up with his old friend Steve Rogers.
Yeah.
That's it. Every other time, he's driven. He flies super fast. Oh, and he throws Rocket's ship, like, Mjolnir, and it, like, flies. Oh, yeah. That was really cute. It's like, oh, I miss that Thor did stuff like that.
Yeah, he did do that with his hammer. Like, when he did, like, the hammer, and then threw it and, like, went with it. Yeah.
Yeah, but every character felt like what their character would have done. I think the least serviced characters were Falcon. He doesn't really get much.
Yeah, he doesn't do much.
He does get to say, hey, we got a Vision situation here. That's like the one quote he has. But he has a really cool scene where he just has the guns out and he's like pointing them at Corvus Glaive or something. And I'm like, I mean, yeah, they're guns, but I don't think they're going to affect an alien like that. Yeah. Either way, this was a... It's pretty good. I'd say this is like a 7 or 8 out of 10.
I'd give it higher.
Nah, because I feel like... I think it's just because I know Avengers... Okay, if I look at it just as a movie, it's probably 8 or 9. But the fact that I know that Avengers 4 will probably reverse most of it... Hopefully it doesn't.
I kind of hope it doesn't, in a way.
Yeah.
Because the way they ended off the movie...
Mm-hmm.
It was so weirdly unsettling because it was like you see Thanos and he has the smile on his face, is like triumphant. He feels peace now. He's like, I've done
it. I've saved the universe.
Yeah, because in his mind, this is the right thing to do.
He saved the universe.
And you end on a major chord and you end with the sunrise and you feel like everything is going to be good. It's the same thing with Killmonger.
The same thing as Killmonger.
But you see that sunrise and that fact, even though he's dead, you see the sunrise and you have a sense that everything is going to be okay. But it's weird because you know that the way that this is going to happen is that half of the population of the universe is going to be dead.
Mm-hmm. By the trillions. Trillions die.
But then you think about it, but you're like, well, they're not dying, like, in any pain. It's merciless. It's merciful.
Because when they're dying, they don't, like, scream out in agony.
Yeah, they're just like, wait, what's happening to me? Oh, no. Why am I dissipating? And then they're gone. It's just this moment of confusion, and then they're gone. And it's not, they're not feeling any pain. I mean...
It's probably the best death you can get.
That's his whole point.
Yeah. So, that's also a cool thing. Like, Thanos doesn't kill anyone in this movie. Until the snap. But he doesn't kill anyone with, like, force, I guess.
Like, there's many opportunities.
Oh, Loki. He kills Loki. And he kills probably the collector, Benicio del Toro.
Oh, yeah.
He probably kills him. Although we don't see him, so I don't know what happens to him.
Excuse me.
Oh, he didn't see Howard the Duck. Or maybe he did. Maybe he's in the background. I'm going to look for that when I get the Blu-ray. This movie, like, after watching Civil War, there was still, like, a sense of hope because Tony receives that phone and you're like, oh, okay, so the Avengers are disbanded, but they're not, like, disbanded.
Yeah.
But here, you feel it. There's a definite, there are stakes, there's hopelessness, there's a lot of points of levity, but it's not like Guardians level. I'd say it has about as many laughs as I'd say Winter Soldier or Civil War had.
I don't know, I found like I was laughing a lot more than I...
But that's like nervous laughter. There was a lot of nervous laughter,
but there was a lot of, like, actual, genuine,
but I guess
funny lines.
Guardians
like,
and Strange.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
Spider-Man.
Like, every single character,
yeah,
even,
a lot
like,
of
in their own movies,
here.
Have a lot of their own little, like, humor segments. So they brought that all together,
actually,
so I feel like...
I think all the humor was in the first hour to hour half.
No,
I feel like there was, like, a lot of concentrated humor when, like, everyone's beginning to figure out what's happening. There's a lot of humor, and then, like, anytime the Guardians are there, they're always humor dispensers. But they're really good characters. Like, calling them humor dispensers is pretty bad, because they have emotions. You know
they have a good story.
Why everyone is there. They all have motives. They all have, usefulness in the whole thing. And no one feels wasted. Yeah. I think everyone's used to, like, their full potential. Like, Black Widow can only do as much as Black Widow can do. War Machine is amazing. It's like that scene in Civil War where he unloads like all of his weaponry at when Giant Man is tossing the the airplane wing, I think.
Giant Man.
Giant
Man. I just noticed that. That's really funny.
Yeah, but Scott Lang, Paul Rudd isn't in this movie and neither is Jeremy Renner. So I'm really excited for Ant-Man and the Wasp. And I think that is the only hope you guys have left. It's in Ant-Man and Hawkeye.
Well, that's fun.
And Thor, I guess, because Thor's got Yarnborn, Stormbreak, or whatever. That was a good time. CGI was really good.
I liked that it was very colorful.
There was a lot of color. It's not, it's not Guardians level color.
No.
But
Guardians
it's not.
Was great, but
it's
like,
not Ragnarok level color. I'd
no.
say it's like Wakanda, like Black Panther level color.
It was like, it wasn't always dark. There were moments, even in like Titan where it was red.
No,
it was
yeah, that was really nice.
Thanos
through the moon?
Yeah, oh my god.
Oh my god. Like when I saw it in the trailer, because I saw it in that really shitty cell phone recording of that D23 or Comic-Con trailer. And you kind of get the feeling that he like tossed something, but you don't know. But here, you see it. He clenches his fist. There's a close-up on the planet, moon, asteroid, whatever, and it breaks up.
I think it was a moon, because Tony was like,
yeah,
so
you better not
throw another
moon at
me.
Yeah.
Like,
and you see it splinter, and you're like, oh no. Oh no, 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 no. He winds up this ridiculous punch, and you just see like mountain-sized like moon particles. I don't even know what to call them. Lunar projectiles, I guess. And they rain down. And, oh man, Spider-Man, like, wins that scene. He webs from place to place, also webbing up Drax and Mantis so they're not hit.
It's like his one final heroic moment before he dies.
Spider-Man is so good.
Oh
my god, I just want to know what the title is going to be for the next Avengers movie.
Yeah.
Probably
Thanos.
No, it's going to be like Infinity Conclusion or whatever.
No.
I don't know, something's dumb, I don't know. what do you think it's going to be called?
Infinity Conclusion. I already did mine.
What if they just call it Death of Thanos?
Oh no, they can't do that, that's
sad. I mean, they called it Death of Captain America in the comic. Don't hit us.
That's like unnecessary. We're in a parking lot, by the way. We're in a parking lot right outside the theater,
yeah.
And we're just like watching these different cars. And yeah, we've been here for like an hour and a half now.
And like these cars.
It's been an hour and 40 minutes.
Oh, nice.
Ha! I got an email from RWN Co. asking for the moon. You got it. 40% off.
Be careful what you wish for.
Oh Lord.
I feel like it has to have the word Avengers in it.
It is. It's Avengers. Oh, yeah. I really love that they didn't give out the title yet, because I've known that it was going to be called Infinity War since 2015, I think, whenever that...
Infinity War continued.
Avengers... Oh, you know what? It's going to be Avengers Assemble. In 100, or Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes, or something like that. They're going to call it... Oh, let's see. Okay, I have an idea. I have a good idea. I'm going to search up Avengers comic book titles. It's empty. I'm sorry. I'm not that sorry, but I'm gonna say I'm sorry anyway. I'm sorry. Oh, sorry. Okay. The Avengers. Let's see what they've been called. Yeah, they're called Earth's Mightiest Superheroes. They've been called... Oh, did you know that the Avengers were made after Justice League?
No, I didn't know that.
Huh. Oh, you know what? They probably won't tell us until after Captain Marvel.
Maybe.
I think that's what's going to happen. Man, now we got to wait until Comic-Con for Avengers 4 trailer. And I got to watch that, really. the worst thing ever. Oh, we could have the West Coast Avengers.
The West Coast Avengers.
Yeah, there was a West Coast Adventure. Avengers. Heroes Reborn.
That could be good.
Yeah, I can see that. Heroic Age. The Mighty Avengers. New Avengers. Dark Avengers and Avengers the Initiative. How about the Avengers Epic Collection? Masters of Evil. The Avengers Epic Collection. Behold the Vision. Oh, the Avengers, the Kree-Skrull War. I don't think it's going to be that. That's going to be Captain America's. Captain Marvel's. Ooh, the Avengers, Celestial Madonna. The Avengers, the Serpent Crown. The Avengers, the Bride of Ultron. The Final Threat, the Korvac Saga. The Knights of Wundagor. Heart of Stone, Trial of Yellow Jacket. Legacy of Thanos, calling it.
That might be it.
Calling it right now, Legacy of Thanos.
I like that, actually. That's really good.
Under Siege, also. That could be cool. Assault on Olympus, I don't think. Judgment Day. But I feel like that's overdone in, like, Terminator and stuff.
I think
Acts of Vengeance is also not too bad.
Galactic. That's too on the nose.
Yeah. Operation Galactic Storm.
I like Legacy of Thanos, I like Heroes Reborn, and I liked Final Threat.
Whatever. Oh, Final Threat, yeah, whatever. Heroes Reborn. Avengers Supreme Justice sounds dumb. Living Legends could be it. Avengers Above and Beyond. I think it's going to be Avengers Assemble, because they've been dancing around calling it Avengers Assemble, because they haven't said that yet. And I know for a fact, Avengers 4, there's going to be a scene, Captain America is going to say, Avengers Assemble, and it's going to be, he's going to do the hand motion, Spider-Man's going to swing in, Tony's going to fly in, Strange is going to, whatever, Drax, Gamora, Gamora's dead.
All these people are dead. Drax is gone, Spidey's gone.
I'm assuming they're going to reverse that, because Spider-Man has a movie out. So
it could have been, like, something that happened before. And didn't you say it was supposed to be that it happened before?
Oh, right! It's going to be a time-traveling thing! Right!
Because Spider-Man
2... No, because Tony uses Barf. He uses that bi-whatever thing, and he, like, relives how to beat Thanos. Oh, that totally makes sense. Okay. So I think what they're going to do is they're going to have Ant-Man climb inside the gauntlet and then turn big and take it out. No, it's not gonna happen. I don't know what's gonna happen. See, this is the best part. I have no idea how they're gonna fix this.
First time you're like, you actually don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, because with Civil War after that ended, I'm like, oh, well, they're going to get back together for Infinity War, so it doesn't even matter. Whatever. Alright, well, this has been almost 2 hours of just us rambling. Want to close up? What do you want to say?
I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I have no words to really describe what I'm feeling, I guess.
Yeah.
After watching this movie, it was just really good.
Well, here's our first and possibly last podcast.
Why possibly last?
I don't know. Are we going to do this again?
We have another Avengers movie coming up.
All right, fine.
That at least.
Yeah, and we got Ant-Man and the Wasp, so we'll do that. And Deadpool, too. We can do one for Deadpool. That'd be fun. All right, bye.
Bye.